Naboo Blossom Wine was still being poured when the Munes made their pitch to the Tapelo group, employing the courtyard's holoprojector to provide a virtual portrait of what Theed and other nearby cities might look like 10 years on. Funding by the IBC would be allocated to tapping the plasma reservoir beneath the plateau. At the same time, Outer Rim Construction and Assembly, one of Cabra's companies, would build an enormous refinery on the site of what was currently parkland, overlooking the Verdugo Plunge, housing the technology inside a triple-domed structure of neoclassical design. The Munes detailed how the cliff walls could be stabilized and the tributaries of the Salillo River rerouted without disturbing the existing architecture or Theed's network of underground tunnels. Below the cliffs, the Trade Federation would enlarge Theed's spaceport, constructing a massive landing platform that would follow the natural curve of the escarpment and open a second commercial port at Spinnaker. By the time the pitch concluded, Tapelo looked stricken.
"Clearly you've put a good deal of thought into this," he said to Larsh Hill. "But there is no room in your plans for Naboo firms.
The last thing we want is to have these construction projects be seen as signs of foreign occupation," Hill said. "Our partners wish to work closely with Naboo's own plasma energy engineering and the Theed Space Vessel Engineering Corporation to make certain that the improvements are viewed as a cooperative effort. When the construction phases are completed, the refinery and the spaceports will be under your full control."
Some of the color returned to Tapelo's face.
"The opposition contends that Naboo will be forever indebted to the banking clan and the Trade Federation."
"Only until the plasma begins to flow," Damask said. "I understand your trepidation. But the question you need to ask yourselves is whether you can win the crown without our help."
Separate conversations erupted at every table.
"I suppose so, Magister," Tapelo said, signaling for quiet. "But perhaps it's better to run the risk of defeat rather than ascend to the throne in dishonor."
"Dishonor?" Hill repeated in aggrieved disbelief. "Have we crossed the galaxy to be insulted?"
"Wait," Varuna said, coming to his feet and gesturing for calm.
"We meant no insult to Damask Holdings."
He turned to face Tapelo and his hand-picked team of ministers and advisers.
"Yes, we must be mindful of the concerns of the present electorate, but we shouldn't allow the fearful voices of a few to cripple our chance of joining the galactic community and raising the profile of the entire Chamal sector. I suggest we act boldly. To avoid being perceived as having bowed to pressure, I say we use this unprecedented visit by Damask Holdings to announce publicly that we, and we alone, are capable of entering into an arrangement with the banking clan and others that will allow Naboo to restructure its debt, achieve favored world status with the Core, and provide for tax cuts, lower interest rates, and endless opportunities for employment both on and off-world."
He clenched his fist for emphasis.
"We must seize this moment before it disappears."
Slowly, Tapelo and the others began to nod in agreement.
"Do you have anything to add, Magister Damask?" Tapelo said at last.
Damask spread his hands.
"Only that we couldn't have stated our case any better than Theed's future governor already has."
"Hear, hear,"
one of Tapelo's advisors said, lifting his goblet of wine in a toast to Varuna. The rest followed suit and drank. And Damask thought, one day soon, Varuna will be the king of Naboo.